mean, we're going to take whatever steps we can and legally to stop it from happening. And we think it's the wrong approach. It's the county that pays these bills. It's not the city. The city doesn't write a check for anything. I wish they would pay their bills, quite frankly. But they, it's the county that's paying the social services and the welfare and the probation and the child protective and everything else. So it's an infringement on our county taxpayer. And I know that the city is within the county, so obviously. So those taxpayers are impacted by this as well. And I think you have a very small group of people that think that they have the pulse of the people, and I can tell you they do not. And it is going to be a factor in every city election, and it's going to cost some people their seats, because this is not what the city of Troy wants. And you know, aside from a few people that think that that they know where the pulse of the people is, I can assure you they don't. And I think the people are going to react accordingly. You know, this is a welcoming city, it's a welcoming county, and it's a welcoming country. But you don't get to break our laws and then pay no consequence for that. You don't just get to wipe the slate clean because you broke into this country. So that's not the way we're going to go about business. And as a county executive, and you know, we're going to do whatever we can to push back.